This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry. Agriculture, Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, what would they say? There has to be something done in regard to labeling fake meat. The two cattle associations are saying that. I'll talk about it after this.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
You better believe it, the cattle industry groups have weighed in on fake meat. Now, that includes both the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. The largest group, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, submitted its comments to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, saying that it is critical the federal government step up to the plate and enforce fair and accurate labeling for fake meat. The president of the Cattlemen's Group, Kevin Kester, said as long as we have a level playing field, our product will continue to be a leading protein choice for families in the United States and around the world. NCBA's regulatory principles, he says, are designed to effectively address both plant-based and lab-grown imitation products. Specifically, the Cattlemen's Group requested that the USDA work with the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, to take what it calls appropriate immediate enforcement action against improperly labeled imitation products. Mr. Kester and the cattlemen say they firmly believe the term beef should be applicable only to products derived from actual livestock raised by farmers and ranchers. The NCBA says for misbranded and mislabeled plant-based protein products, existing legislation gives FDA the authority to take enforcement actions. But the Cattlemen's Group points out the FDA has a history of failing to enforce labeling laws. The cattlemen say rather than expending time and resources to develop a standard of identity the FDA will blatantly ignore, the cattlemen want the USDA to engage with the FDA to facilitate what it calls immediate appropriate enforcement actions against imitation meat product labels that the cattlemen say clearly violate existing laws. I'll be back after this.